Okay, we are starting today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. We'll start, we'll go back for quickly to the bottom of Lamed Bet, that we already did. We were for Chlemo, Dvor, Badina, Oz, Avram, Shimon, Ben Chana, Karmit, Ben Ima, Orli, Pnina, Bat Rachel, Frida, Chaya, Malka, Esther, Bat Zipporah, Daniel, Ben Marim, Chaya, Rut, Yosef, Ben Mechelea, Bat Rivka, Rafal, Yehoshua, Falek, Ben Bracha, Batya, Yente, Marim, Bat Chana, Rachel, Avram, Ben Zohara, Yael, Marim, Bat Chaya. Okay, we're starting back with the concept of this takana that Rabban Gamliel instituted. Rabban Gamliel as a Zaken instituted a takana, if you remember. According to the Mishnah, it said, Arishona haya mevatzlo. Haya oseh beitim b'makom acher u'mevatzlo. He could do a beitim in some other place and cancel it. And then Rabban Gamliel as a Zaken said, we can't do this because if we allow people to cancel gitim, we're going to end up with problems. We said we're going to discuss later what the problems are. So then the Gemara starts, we actually didn't discuss this yesterday, we're at the end of Shir, but now we'll go back and discuss it, which is Itmar, is a machloket emoraim, bifnei kama hu mevatlo. When you do the bitul get, in front of how many people do you have to be mevatel? Now, what's confusing about this is, if you figured this out, we said yesterday that you can't be mevatel the get. Rabban Gamliel was talking that you can't be mevatel the get. So there's two ways to understand this machloket. One is to say, it means before the takana, how did they used to cancel the gitin? Which is a little problematic because generally Amoraim don't have arguments about something that's totally irrelevant in their day. You know, what was and how many people did they cancel in front of? So that's number one option of saying it. The second option, we're going to see, another thing is, we're going to see in a minute that there's another, or in a few minutes, that there's another machloket about what if you go against the takana and you cancel it. So then the question would be again, if you go against the takana and you cancel it, if you assume that it actually is canceled, then you can start to discuss, well, it still has to be in front of a minimum amount of people, possibly. That's another way of dealing with it. And another possibility is that we didn't really talk about this, we mentioned it, but it says, Barishona hayam avatzlo b'makom acher, which seems to imply that what? So Rabban Gamliel then says you can't do that. So maybe what you can't do is cancel it in front of a Beit Din in a different city. But if you canceled it in front of a Beit Din in your own city, then maybe that would be okay. And that's what they're having a machloket about. So there, you know, you can cancel it then, according to that understanding. You actually can cancel the get in front of a Beit Din. It just has to be a Beit Din in your city, because the assumption is, again, if you're worried about the woman hearing, if you do it in your city, there won't be such a concern. Again, it depends on what we're going to see later, is what exactly is the reason? What are we worried about? So at least if you understand it in that way, then you say, well, if we do it in a Beit Din in the city, then there's less of an issue. And that's a very different issue then, because then we're saying that really, you can cancel the get in front of a Beit Din. You don't have to get to the shaleach with a woman as long as you're in the same city. So you end up with very different understandings of the sugya depending on how you read it. Okay, so remember there was a machloka Rav Nachman Rosh Hashanah, whether it's in front of two or in front of three. Now, we talked about, you know, three is a Beit Din, and then we said how we see in Shemitah, we also see that sometimes two people could be called a Beit Din, and then we had a whole discussion, is it really, you know, just because it says ploni or ploni doesn't necessarily mean it's only two people. Some of the Rishonim discussed that everyone agrees that you don't actually need a Beit Din here. And this is something, a unique thing, and they actually compare it to Pruzbol, not just because the words happen to match up that we see ploni, ploni adayani, but the Pruzbol, or giving your shtarot to Beit Din, is another similar thing where it's a unique situation that has its own rules about it. And then we say, some people say that even Rav Sheshet, who thinks you need three, don't even think that you need three because of a Beit Din per se. They agree that it's really just a sort of form of testimony, what you're doing here. But the three is needed, as we're going to see soon, as I already told you yesterday, because three has kala ile. Everybody will hear about it. Once you do something in front of three, this connects, by the way, with Lashon Hara. You know, there's like laws of Lashon Hara that if something's public information that someone said it to three people, then it's already not information that they want to keep secret, because everyone knows that once you tell three people, everyone's going to know about it. So that's the same idea here, that the three isn't necessarily midim beitin. Okay? So now we're not reading this inside. We're going to go skip to where we were up to. Line number three of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. So Rav Nachman, who said b'fnei shnayim, tried to bring the proof from the Mishnah in Shemitah. And then he said, Right, Rav Sheshet said, what do you mean? You think just because it said Ploni Uploni Adayanim, it really meant two? He's not like a peddler who's counting everything up. The writer of, you know, the Tana of the Mishnah doesn't speak that way. So Amar Rav Nachman, Minamilala, where am I going to learn it from then? You know, where do I know that it's two? Ditnan, the continuation of that Mishnah, explains how you do this prosval, your Moser Shtarotav LeBeitin. And then it says, Hadayanim Chotmim Lamata O Ha'edim. Is the Dayanim sign or the Edim sign? So what does he assume now? My lab Dayanim, Dumia de Edim. If either Dayanim can sign or Edim can sign, then what does he assume that implies? That if Edim were to sign, they could sign like, if Dayanim were to sign, they could sign like Edim, meaning you would only need two. My Edim Shnaim, Af Dayanim Nami Shnaim. He's saying that the Mishnah seems to compare the Dayanim and the Edim, in which case the Dayanim, again, in this particular case of Prosbal, and likewise, it would be the same by Bitul Get. It would be enough just to have Shnaim.
It doesn't mean, could it possibly mean that the Dayanim could be the Edim or the Edim could be the Dayanim?
Ah, so that's going to be part of the, right, that's what Rav Sheshet's going to say. Okay, so Rav Sheshet, Midi Iria, Hai Kadita, the Ha Kadita, and there's each one, right, you can't learn what you said. But you could say either Dayanim or Edim. If it's Dayanim, then they do it the way Dayanim always do, three. And if it's Edim, then they do it the way Edim do it, and it's only two. In other words, if Edim sign your star, then it's Edim and two. If Dayanim sign your star, then they have to do it in the Herkev of a Beitim. So then they say, well, according to this, so Lama Lilimitna Dayanim, Velama Lilimitna Edim. Like, why would you need to specifically tell us, oh, Edim, oh, Dayanim, right? You may as well do the minimum, let's say, right, and just say Edim. So now they say, Hakamashmalan, this comes to teach you, Deloshna katub lashon dayanim v'chatme edim, Deloshna katub lashon edim v'chatme dayanim. Okay, there's a few different ways of explaining this. We'll go with one for simplicity's sake. It doesn't matter whether you write the shtar in the words of a dayanim, like ani hadayan, you know, blah, 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 who masar shtarot b'fanai, and then how do we sign it at the bottom? Two Edim sign the document. In other words, the Dayanim themselves don't sign it, but they say, you know, this was done in a court. Okay, they say it like with the words of the Dayanim. Or likewise, it could be saying, in the Lashon of Edim, we testify to the fact that we saw this person go into the court and give his shtarot to the Beitin, and then it can be signed at the bottom by the three Dayanim. Okay, that's what they're saying. This shtar can be a combination of both Edut. You know, it could be, right, normally if you sign a document, it should be what you saw, right? So here it's saying, like, the Dayanim were the ones who were kind of speaking in the shtar. It could be signed by Edim. That would be enough to verify their words. There's a bit of a difficulty in this pirush, and that's why this alternative pirush team. But for the sake of moving on, I want to, since today's Friday, and tomorrow's daf is really, really interesting, I want to try to at least get through, I want to get to Amud Aleph of tomorrow's daf. So it's a lot of interesting things here. We'll see how far we get. Mipnei tikuno ha'olam. Okay, now we get to Takana Rabban Gamliel, who is mitaken, that we can't have Edim cancel the get because of tikun olam. So now we're going to finally understand what is the tikun olam. My mipnei tikun ha'olam. Rabbi Yochanan Amar mipnei takanat mamzerim. We're worried about children becoming mamzerim. We'll explain further in 1 minute. Rish Lakish Amar mipnei takanat agudo. We're worried about women becoming agunot. So now we're going to explain these opinions. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishum Takanat Mamzerim, Sabar La Kirav Nachman, De Amar Bifne Shnaim, Ube Tre, Leit Lehu Kala, Vihilo Sham A, Velo Yad A, Vazla Uminseba, Vika Mamzerim. Okay, let's go through. What does he say? He holds like Rav Nachman that you only need to cancel it in front of two people. And then if we cancel it in front of two people, what will happen? Beitre leit lehu kala. People won't hear about it. V'hilo sham'a v'lo yada. The woman will never know. V'azla u'minsiba. She's going to go get remarried. And now we're going to have mamzerim. So we don't want a situation where a woman's going to receive a get. Turns out the get was canceled because the husband canceled it before she actually got it. And then we'll be stuck with the mamzerim situation. That's the simpler interpretation. V'rish lakish amar mipnei takanat agunot. Why does he say agunot? This is going to be a little more difficult to understand. Sabar laki Rav Sheshet amar b'pnei shlosha. Okay, he holds like Rav Sheshet that it's in front of three. Ubeit talta it lehu kala. So three has a call. She'll know about it. So therefore, b'sham avi yadav lo min siba. Okay, so it's not the issue of mamzerim because she'll know. But what's the issue? Takanat agunot hu de'ika. Now, we know what we've seen can be translated in different ways. So now, one of the interpretations is Rashi, and he says they want to deter men from doing this, because in doing this, what are they going to basically do? They're going to keep the woman stuck in a marriage that they don't want to be in. Clearly, the husband and wife aren't living together at this point. So the fact that he sends the get and then can easily cancel it by just convening three men together, we want to basically deter that kind of thing from happening, okay? Prevent it from happening, so that we don't make women, agunot, stuck in these relationships that aren't good for her. That's one. Okay, there's two others I wanted to bring up. One is that if you have a woman who's particularly machmir, right? We know women sometimes are like, we'd rather err on the safe side. So if we allow this, what's going to happen? She's going to get a get, and she's going to wonder, maybe my husband canceled it, right? She'll never really know. This connects a little bit with the ein ones begitin, right? Remember, if we say, oh, well, you know, she'll probably say, oh, well, maybe my husband was really trying to get here, and then she'll be an aguna all her life, because she'll always wonder, maybe he really meant to. And this is also, you can imagine this kind of attitude by, you know, almost abusive women, women who are abused, that, like, they always think their husband's good, right? And that he really, you know, and that maybe he really, and that canceling the get obviously isn't a good thing, but she might think, maybe he doesn't really, really want to divorce me, right? And maybe he canceled the get and he never really intended to divorce me. Or some sort of warped kind of, you know, thinking. So that's another option. This is, the Ritva quotes this opinion. And there's another one that, it's very difficult to figure out the timing of things. If he does it somewhere else and she gets the get, we'll never really know, right? It could be that there will be confusion about which happened first. So it could be that he cancels it, but she already received the get and we don't really know. And then, in fact, she thinks, right, if we allow it, then you'll end up with an aguna situation where she'll be stuck. And what's the situation? So if he cancels it after she actually received the get, then she really is divorced, but she'll think she's not divorced, and then she'll stay, you know, again, stuck for the long term. Okay, so those are different possibilities of understanding this takanat aguna. Now we get into another very interesting machloket. Tana Rabbanan, bitzlo mivutal divrei Rebbe. Rabban Gamliel makes a takanat, you're not allowed to cancel in front of a beitin, or maybe beitin b'makom acher, we're not sure exactly, but he says you're not allowed to cancel it in this way. What if the husband canceled it anyway? Now what? Because in the end, midoraita, it's a canceled get, it's no good. Midorabanan, it is a good get. So now we're stuck, because if he does this, how do we treat it? So according to Rebbe, it's canceled, legamre. He canceled it, mida oraita. He gave the get without his, right? The get was given without his intent. A get without the husband's wishes, he didn't want to give the get, is not a get. Reshbag omer, eino yachol lo levatlo v'lo lahosif al tno. He cannot cancel this get or add another condition down the road. That, you know, if this happens, then if this doesn't happen, then this won't be a get. He can't do that. Why? She'im ken ma koach beitin yafeh. What does that mean? What did Rabban Gamliel fix, right? If he says you can't do this, so as we don't make women agunot, or we don't make situations of mamzerut, so what have we helped if we allow the husband to do it anyway? In other words, if the husband's going to go against his takana, then it hasn't helped anything. So he says, right, so you have something very interesting here, because midoraita, there was really no doubt when the get was given. But because of the takana of Rabban Gamliel, we can now take this get, right? We can say, yes, this shouldn't really be a get, but the Rabbanim have the koach to basically say this isn't a get. This isn't a cancellation, and it is a get. That's very interesting. So the Gemara immediately says, what do you mean? How could you possibly say ma koch beitin yafeh? Umi ikamidi timida oraita batal gita. Umishum ma koch beitin yafeh sharinat eshet ish la alma. It's more than that. This is an eshet ish issue. We're dealing with something very serious. So if that's the case, what are we saying? Mida oraita is really not a get. Meaning, she's a married woman. Mida rabbanan, we're going to say, no. He didn't really cancel the get. The get is a good get. She's free to marry whoever she wants. How could the rabbis have the power to do that? So now we get to a very powerful statement. So remember, there's a machloket. Rebbe doesn't agree with Rashbag. But Rashbag says, ma koch b'din yafeh. And you know, the rabbis have the koch to do this. So the Gemara now says, yeah, no problem with that. Why? In. Because kol de mekadesh, adat ha de rabbana mekadesh, v'af ki'inu rabbanan l'kidushim mineh. What does that mean? Okay, this is a very famous statement. And we've seen it before. It means anyone who gets married, what do you do, say, when you get married? Someone's car? Okay, so what do we have here? We have anyone who gets married, what do we say? Kidat Moshe v'Yisrael. That means that you're getting married, you're agreeing to the conditions of the rabbis. So anyone who goes against what the rabbis say, which is this takana, has basically, the rabbis can say, well, you got married on the condition you were going to keep within the confines of what the rabbis said. And if you don't, then we can uproot your marriage. Okay? In which case, this woman was never married in the first place. And it's not that we're allowing the get to be a good get. Okay? Right? What happened here? There was a situation where, right, they were married, okay, right? Then he gives a get, right? But before that, before it gets to her, right, he cancels the get, right? No get, okay? So now we wanted to say that the get is a good get and the cancellation doesn't work because he went against the Takana of Rabban Gamliel. Now we're saying no, no, no. They were never married in the first place. We're going to say you went against the Takana and canceled the get, in a Beit Din, which you weren't allowed to. So now we're going to say that you were never actually married.
Can we use that
today? Ah, yafeh. So that's the big question. Okay, so hold off 1 minute on your question. I'm going to finish the sugya, and then I'm going to get back to it. Yafeh. So what happens to the children is not an issue. The children just become children that are born out of wedlock, which is not a halachic problem. Okay? Now, it doesn't maybe look so appropriate, but... Okay, so hold off on the questions. Let me finish out the sugya, and then we'll go to some... to Piskei Halacha about it, because it's really interesting. Okay, Amrale Ravina L'Rav Ashi. Now, one thing you have to remember is rabbis have certain powers, let's say, okay? Kochot. What are the kochot that they have? One of them is that the concept called Hefker Beit Din Hefker. When it comes to monetary issues, the Beit Din can come along and say, we can decide that your property is not your property, it belongs to someone else. And that they can be mafkir, someone's property, and then be able to give it to somebody else. They have power to do that. So now the Gemara is going to say, Amale Ravina L'Ravashi, Tinach Tekadish Pekaspa. We understand if you got married with money. So what can the rabbis say? We can take this money and appropriate it for something else. Okay? Because you took the money and married her. We're going to say this money was really not yours to use, and we're taking it away from you. But Kaddish Bibiya Ma'ika Lememar, what can you say if you got married through sexual relations? How are you going to undo that? Okay, and this is what, you know, what Shana said, what about the kids? You know, like, how you can't undo something like that. Go rewind, oh, that never happened. So what did they say? Ma'ika Lememar, Shavi Rabbana Lebilato Bilatznu. They can just say that it was done out of wedlock. You know, it was a bilav's nut, and they can do that. Okay, so it works in the end to do that. Some of the mafreshim say there's a whole thing about whether bia is the only way you can get married mida oraita, and all the other ways mida rabbanan, and that's part of the discussion here, that bia is more kiddush mida oraita, and they shouldn't have the power to uproot that. Other people say no. Also, bekesef is mida oraita, and therefore that's not the issue here. It's a bunch of different ways of understanding this. Anyway, I want to bring one pesach halacha. Okay, there were a bunch of... This klal has been used throughout history, and it's been suggested as piskei halacha. There were a few cases. Most of them suggested it, but said, l'halacha v'lo l'maaseh. Okay, the Maharsham is the most famous. He says, I suggest this, but this would only be in a case. I'm not going to get into all the details, but if he hadn't yet given her a get, then what they want to try to say is, if we have a situation where a woman's stuck in a marriage or there's some complicated something... And people with, you know, aguna issues, they say, maybe we can come up with a way. Okay, with aguna, it wouldn't really work, because you'd have to have the husband, you'd have to create a situation. That's what's the whole thing? If you want to do afkeinu, what do? You tell the husband, give a get, but cancel, right? Send it with someone and cancel it before, and then you can uproot the marriage. Okay? So again, it's weird how you would find a situation where you could use this, but I'm going to give you a story now that came up in a psak before Rabbi Yitzchak Herzog, the second Rav Rashi Ashkenazi of Israel, that came before him, of a case where, we actually talked about this last time Afkinu came up, I believe. There was a case with the Ole Teman, okay, where there was a girl who got married in Israel, and they found out later she had been living with her grandmother in Yemen, and when she, it came out years later that when she was little, her father had married her off to somebody. Okay, he'd done a kiddushin, and full-fledged kiddushin. He claims he had told the grandmother, and she was living with the grandmother, she never knew about it. The grandmother never knew about it. He claims he sent a letter to the grandmother to tell her. The grandmother never saw it. And this woman is now married with kids, and it turns out she's an Eshadish, because she was, her father did kiddushin, which we know is, right, if she's young, it's midorait to the kiddushin. So we suggest, based on the fact that the Maharsham suggested the suggestion but rejected it, he ends up saying that based on two reasons, and not everyone agreed with him about this, but he said that the first husband should give her a get and cancel it, and in that way be mafkia the kiddushin. Okay? And then, we'll have to wait till we get to the later part of the shir, but he says based on two things. That was one condition, and the next is going to be, well, I'll tell you the second part after we learn the next sugya. He's going to say based on the next sugya, there's another reason, lahakel, and he says the tseruf of both those things pushes me to say that this is the way we're going to deal with the situation.
Me of a woman that went to a rabbi and said, "Oh, rabbi, milk accidentally, a little bit of milk spilled accidentally into my soup." And he goes, "Well, how much was it?" And it turned out it was batel b'shishim. He said, "Don't worry, you can go into it." So she sees the rabbi a month later. She says, "Ever since you told me that, my soup is so much more delicious."
Right,
so
it's added.
Taking a loophole right. And turning it into something permissive.
Right, so it's it. Right, so that's part of the danger of doing this.
Right.
So I'll tell you. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was against this psak, and he said there's two concerns. Okay, so what Naomi's bringing up is that you never know where this might take you. So first of all, Tosfot brings this up already, and he says that in the end they don't like it because what it's really doing is it's turning the whole first relationship into a zanut relationship, and then it opens the door. I forget exactly how Tosfot has a whole thing here. Right. Afkeinu Rabbanan l'kiddushin mineh. Look at Tosfot for 1 minute. Hikshe harav Rabbeinu Shmuel. Im ken yichpel bat achoto. Ukashiavo. Remember that whole bat achoto case, right? If he's married, and he's married to the niece, and we're worried that he might have rachmanut on her, right? And she becomes a zona. So what will he do? He'll send her again, and he'll cancel it, and he'll uproot the marriage. And exactly like Naomi says, look where people can take this, okay? As we're concerned that it'll lead people to be mazneh and kind of justify it and undo it. So he doesn't like it for that reason. And he says that generally, there's another problem with this, is Afki'inu was meant, why did we say Afki'inu? Because someone didn't do the marriage kafi alacha. Right? Someone went against what the rabbi said. In this case, where we're telling the husband, give her a get and cancel it, we're telling him, we want you to do this. And it only works when someone goes against, right, b'mezid, he wants to cancel this takanavra, but he could care less about the takanavra b'ngavliya. So then we say, oh, Afkinu comes in. Here, he did the marriage in a way that wasn't, here we're prescribing it. This is what you should do, and it's not the way the klal should be used. So in general, again, this Afki'inu could go, you could go way much farther with this, right? In terms of Aguno, this woman's stuck, she can't get a get. Instead of getting a get, let's figure out a way to uproot the marriage. But uprooting the marriage is not so simple. In this case, it has to be only if you went against the takana of the Chachamim, then you could uproot it. It's a big debate nowadays how far you can stretch this concept of Afki'inu to other cases. It only comes up three times in three very specific situations in the Gemara where it's used. And most people say that you kind of have to stick within the limits of that, but what was nice about Rav Herzog is he was trying to use it within the confines and prescribe, do this in order to have your whole marriage uprooted to save this poor woman who was in a difficult situation. So, anyway, it's interesting. Tana Rabbanan. Amar la asara kitvu get lishti. If he says to 10 people, we've seen this case before, write a get to my wife, yachol lebatel ze shelo bifnei ze, divrei Rebbe. He can cancel it. He can find one of them and cancel it. It doesn't matter. He can cancel it in front of anyone he wants, okay? And it'll be canceled. Rashba gomer eino yachol levatel ela ze bifnei ze. He can only cancel if he's with all the people he said to write the get to. So b'may kamiflege, what's the root of their machloket? Be'edut shebetela miksata betela kula kamiflege. If you have an edut that was partially canceled, right? Are you does your partial cancellation cancel the whole thing or not? Rebbe Savar edut shebetela miksata lo betela kula. If you cancel part of it, the rest of it isn't canceled. So therefore, what does it mean? So now the Yacholav Atel Zeshalo B'fnezeh is a little different than I said. Yacholav Atel Zeshalo B'fnezeh means he can cancel one of them because the rest of it isn't canceled. So if the other ones go ahead and do it, it's not a problem. In other words, he still, what it means is if he cancels one, he doesn't necessarily cancel everything. It just kind of meant, I don't want you to do it, but I'm happy if someone else does it. V'iyaz lehanach, katve v'yavu the Yave. So therefore, since he didn't cancel the whole thing, if one of the others went and wrote the get, lichtivu v'litnu, so they'll write it and they'll give it, and that will be fine because he obviously didn't mean to cancel everyone. Rashban savar edut shebetela miksata betela kula. If I cancel, if I asked a bunch of you, I said, "Oh, can somebody take care of writing a get for me?" and then I cancel one of you, that means I canceled all of you. And if that's the case, I can't cancel one of you and not tell the rest of you because hanach lo yade, the rest of you won't know, va'azle v'katvu v'yave, right? You're going to write the get and give it to the woman, and then what's going to happen? I really intended, right? I canceled the whole thing. V'sharu eshet ish la'alma. Okay, and then in the end, they're going to give a get when I never really intended to give the get. So therefore, according to Rashbag, I have to have all of you together in the event that I want to cancel it. Okay? This is the second thing that Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach used. What did he claim? He says, this is the second thing that Rav Herzog suggested. He said that in Teman they weren't really so halachic, and they probably didn't set aside, designate two specific edim, and in a case where you don't specify two specific edim at a wedding, okay, this is, by the way, a very good way to use afkeinu, you say that everyone was the aid. And eduche b'teila miksata b'teila kula. And any, right? What does it mean? It's not just b'teila miksata that you canceled one of them, but if one of them is pasul, all of them are pasul. In which case he claims it's possible that we're really no edim here, because it's possible the whole edut, even if there were some religious people, everyone together combined to be the edim, and everyone, clearly, there were psule edut within that group, because anyone who's not halachically religious could be considered a pasula edut. And therefore, that the kiddushin maybe wasn't good in the first place. So he uses the combination of those two factors to matir this woman's case. Okay, the ibayt ema, or you could say that that's not the root of the machloket. Dekule alma edut shebetela miksata lo betela kula. Everyone agrees that edut that was partially canceled is not entirely canceled. Okay, v'ha chahainu tama derashbag. What's the reason for rashbag? It's a different issue entirely. Kasavar, he holds this concept that milta de mit'abda ba'ape asara, if you do something in a forum of 10 men, or 10 people, here I am, I'm so used to the 10 minion. If you do something in front of 10 people, okay, now it obviously doesn't mean 10, it means any number of people, you make a statement, then shricha ba'asara l'mishlefa. Oh, sorry, no, it actually, right, then you need all, no, right, it's not necessarily 10. It means that you need all of them to remove it. As if I make a statement in front of everybody, then I need to cancel it in front of everybody.
If this is the
yeah,
the same
right. I think that's a good question. I think it's those 10. I think you need all of them. That's the way I understood it.
It doesn't.
Right. I wonder. You're right.
But
maybe.
Also, from the comment, it sounds like it has to be the same 10 because it's
right.
It's
explained. You're in their presence. Yeah. No, it would mean that you need those people there. Right, it's not the number, it's those people. If you, it's like anything. If you say something and then, okay, I'll give you an example. Like the newspaper, they make a mistake, right? And then they print a correction. Right, you can't undo something that tons of people saw that won't necessarily see your correction. That's, I think, what the principle is here. If you do something and you do it in front of a lot of people, well, you need to correct it in front of all those same people. Otherwise, you know, there's a lot of misinterpretations and a lot of confusion you can cause. Okay, so two ways of reading that machloket. This also, again, there's like ins and outs, different explanations of what exactly the whole thing means, but I'm not going to get into all the opinions now. Ibayelahu. So that was kitvu get, right? He says to 10 people, kitvu get. But kulchem mahu. What if he says, and we saw this case already, I want all of you to write the get, right? Mahu Tama de Rashbag. So Rashbag, remember, he says that, right, his opinion is Eino yachol levatel elazeh b'fnezeh. So now they say, Mahu Tama de Rashbag, Mishum de kasavar edut shebetela mitzata betela kula, Vahane kevan de amalu kuchem lomatze katvu v'yavu. In the first reading, what did we say? That he holds edut shebetela mitzata betela kula. Right? The whole thing is canceled, and therefore you have to do it zebifnezeh, because otherwise they won't know. And some of them might write it. But if you say kulchem, then they all have to be together when it's written. And therefore, the one or two you canceled in front of will know, and they'll say, oh, I can't sign this, he already canceled it. And there's no concern that there'll be any misuse of it. O Dilma, or maybe you say Tama Drash Bag Mishum de Kasavar, Kol Milta Dimitav de Bapasar, Tsricha Beasara Lemishlafa, Vihilka Chafilu Kuchem Nami. In other words, if you need 10 to get rid of it, then also you would need 10 in this case. Okay? Because, right, it doesn't matter whether you said Kuchem or you said it to then, you would still need to do it in everybody's presence. So it depends what the reason is, what the implications would be for Kuchem, only according to Rashbag. Tashma, let's learn from here. Amar l'shnayim, they want to know now what Rashbag would say. Amar l'shnayim, tnu get li'ishti, yachol levatel zeh shelo b'fnei zeh, divrei Rebbe. Rashbag omer, eino yachol levatel, ela zeh b'fnei zeh. V'hashnayim, d'chi kuchem damu, upligi. So what do we see here? If you say to two people, Rashbag still thinks you can't cancel one in front of the other. Now obviously, if you say in front of two people, you're going to need two of them in the end to do it. Right? So it's the same as Kulchem, where you're going to need all 10 to be there, and still you see Rashbag disagrees. So what do you see? You see that Rashbag holds that he's going to disagree even in the Kulchem case. And you're not going to say, oh, well, there may be a Ducha B'Telam Tzatah B'Telah Kula, in which case you'd be able to cancel it in the Kulchem case, because we know they won't accidentally give it without the other one. And they'll know eventually that the get was canceled. So here, you would also know, because one can't do it without the other. You obviously need two to sign. Amar of Ashi, Rashi says, this isn't a great proof, because ibe ediktiva hachinami. If this was talking about Amar l'shnayim tnu get li'ishti, now notice the words here, Rav Ashi says. It doesn't say Amar l'shnayim kitvu get li'ishti. He's saying, if it didn't say kitvu, then you'd be right, because you need both of them to write the get. But hacha b'mayaskinan holacha be'edei holacha, and edei holacha, how many do you need to be molich leget tnu get lishti? You only need one, and therefore it's not the same as kulchem, because you don't need both people to actually function here. Hachinami mistabra, and all the more so, I can prove it because it's a katane seifa. It says afterwards, amar lezebifneatzmo ulezebifneatzmo yachol levatel zeh shelo b'fnei zeh. If you said to each one individually, independently, then you would be able to cancel zeh shelo b'fnei zeh. So iamart bishlama be'edei holacha shapir. That only works if we're talking about edei holacha. Ela iamart be'edei ktiva mi mitztarfei. If you say that this was talking about edei ktiva, then you have a separate problem. I can't say, Judy, I want you to be an aide, and Connie, I want you to be an aide, if you guys aren't next to each other. And as if I say to Judy on day number one, I want you to be an aide, and then I ask Connie the next day, I want you to be an aide, they can't join together. So therefore, when it says in the last part of that braita, I think it's a braita, Amar lezebifneatzmo, yachol levatel zeh shelo b'fnei zeh, means that if I spoke to you independently of the other person, it would work. It can't possibly be that I was talking about ediktiva, because Eliyamar beediktiva mi mitzarka, they wouldn't join together, because ha mar mar ein edu tamit serefet ad shirush nehem keechad. This has to do with if two people see an act, okay? Two people are testifying to a certain event, they have to be watching it together, okay? You can't have it. There's a whole thing about it. If one sees from one window and the other sees from another window and they can't see each other, then they can't be witnesses. You have to be witnesses who saw it together. Okay? So then they say, Dilma Rabbi Shobin Korcha Svirale, who doesn't think that that's an issue. Amar Shmor Yehuda, Shmat Mine. Oh, okay. So then they answer it. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Shobin Korcha. In other words, this isn't a great proof. They tried to prove it must be Eide Holacha, because Eide Holacha only needs one person. And therefore, if he told one person, he told another person, so either which one of them could do it. But if he was talking about Eide Ktiva, it can't be, because they have to be together. And then they say, no, no, no. It could be they hold like Rabbi Shobin Kor, who doesn't think that you need them both to see at the same time. Okay, now we're going to get into who we paskin like. Shma minei de Rabbi Abba Tarte. We learned two things from Rabbi Abba. Now here we're going to infer from something else. Chadek Rebbe v'chadek Rashba. That in these two machlokot, okay, what were our two machlokot? Edut shebetelam seta betela kula and bitlo mevutal. If he goes against the takana, is it canceled or not? So now he says, I heard from Rabbi Abba two things, two psakim in this issue, that on one issue he held like Rebbe, and on one Kirashbag. V'lo yadana, hey Kirebi, v'hey Kirashbag. But I don't know which is which. Amar Rabbi Yosef, nefze anan, why don't we go look? D'chi'at Rav Dimi, amar, ma'aseh v'asa Rebbe k'divrei chachamim. Okay, Rav Dimi came from Eretz Israel. He said, I saw ma'aseh that Rebbe did like divrei chachamim. Amar lefanav Rabbi Parta benosha Rabbi Lazar ben Parta ben benosha Rabbi Parta gadol inke makoch beitin yafeh, and they said to him, okay, Rabbi did like chachamim, and they went by this the rabbis can be okay, and they said to him, asa Rabbi kedivrei chachamim. Rabbi held like the chachamim, and then they said imke makoch beitin yafeh vechazar Rabbi v'asa kirashbag. Okay, and in the end, Rebbe agreed with Rashbag that we say, right, the koch of the Beitin. So what do you see? That Rebbe himself was chozer bo and agreed with Rashbag about ma koch Beitin yafeh. So midaha ke Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel ha ke Rebbe. So it must be he holds like Rashbag the bitlo lo mevutal, and he holds like Rebbe in the case of. They do to betelam ksata betela kula. Okay, and what does he hold then? That yachol avatel zeh shelo b'fnezeh. Okay, ve'af Rabbi Yoshia demin Usha. Okay, now we're gonna have another person. Sabar chadik Rebbe v'chadik Kirashbag. He also holds one like Rebbe, one Kirashbag. How do we know? Da'amar Rabba Barbachana chamisha sabe habinan kameh to Rabbi Yoshia demin Usha. There were five skinin that came up in front of Rabbi Yoshia from Usha. Ata hu gavra kamei, a guy came in front of them, ve'eshkele gita al korche. They got him to give a get against his wishes. Amarlan, okay, what does that mean? You obviously can't give a get that's forced, but what did they do? They convinced him, right? This is what we do nowadays. We broke his bones, okay? They forced him to do it until he says, I'm going to do it. Now what happens? Amarlan, he says to the Edim, zilu atmuru v'kitvula. He says, go hide and write the get. Why does he tell them to hide? Because he doesn't want the guy to change his mind and he won't be able to find the witnesses. And they're like, what happened? He said a kitvu v'tnu. He said, go write and give the get. Fine, no problem. Go do it. So meaning they can give the get now. And if they hide and he can't find them, then they can't cancel, which means that we don't hold like Rebbe, because if they held like Rebbe, he could do a Beit Din b'makom acher and just cancel it. V'isal kadatach, right. V'isal kadatach k'Rebbe, ki mitmaru ma'ave, right? It wouldn't have helped if they hide, if he holds like Rebbe. He could just come in a Beit Din and cancel the get in front of the Beit Din. Ela shmamina k'Rashbag. So therefore, we infer from here that he must have held like Rashbag. Sfirale. Now, the first case, we knew that the guy held one like Rashbag and one like Rebbe. So once we figured out one, we'd be able to figure out the other. Here, they're just saying, no, we infer from things he did that he held like Rebbe like one and Rashbag like the other. So the first way we figured out he holds like Rashbag because he tells them to go hide. Now, b'isak datach idach nami kirabban Shimon ben Gamliel, lama lehu itmure. If we hold like Rashbag in the other case, they wouldn't need to hide. What could he tell them? According to Rashbag, you ain't yachol avatel ella in front of all of them, right? So as long as he tells them, livduru, go scatter about. He can't find you all at the same time. They don't have to go into hiding, right? You don't want to tell people to go into hiding if you don't have to. He just says, you go that way, and he'll never find you all at the same place, and he won't be able to cancel. So obviously, he didn't hold like Rashbag in that case. Okay. Ela shmamina chada kirebi v'chada kirash Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. The Rabba Amarav Nachman, Rabba says the name of Nachman, Halacha ke Rebbe b'shtehen. We paskin like Rebbe b'shtehen. Now this is very interesting because now we paskin like Rebbe. Dipit lo mevutal, we don't hold up to Inu according to this. So now they say, really, Rav Nachman held, and he doesn't think makoch beitin yafeh. V'leilei le Rav Nachman makoch beitin yafeh. Don't we know from another place that he does say this concept of makoch beit din yafed? We give a lot of power to the beit din. The hamar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, yitomim shabau lachloch b'nichse avihen, beit din ma'amidim lahem apitropus, uborim lahem chelek yafed. If the yitomim go to divide up the property, they each have an apitropus who decides for them what portion they get. Higdilu ein yicholim limchot. Okay, once they get older, they can't say, oh, he picked for me the part, I didn't really want that, I wanted the different part. You can't do that. Rav Nachman dide amar, higdilu ein yicholim limchot. Oh, sorry, I read it the wrong way. Higdilu yicholim limchot. Okay, it says you can be mocheh. But Rav Nachman says, Higdilu ein yicholim limchot. Ti'imke makoch beitin yafeh. He says the rabbis have to have power, right? We can't start if the rabbis have determined that these apitropsim are capable of splitting up the property, then they give the power and the kids can no longer come and complain. So there you see, he holds makoch beitin yafeh. So what's going to be the obvious answer? Hata mamona hacha yisura. He makes a distinction between mamon, which we said again, hefker beit din hefker is much easier. And when it comes to isura, there we don't give as much power to the rabbis. So he actually held like Rebbe, that if you did go against this takana, the get would be canceled. Okay, now we get to very good stories here. Gito bari ili, shadja le gita le debitu. Okay, this is, by the way, we're going to get into a very big machloket. It's called giloi dat. What if you reveal, and it becomes clear that your intent was to cancel the get. In other words, you did an act that made it clear that you were trying to cancel the get, and then the get comes to the woman, but you didn't actually cancel the get. But it was so clear that you were trying to cancel the get, would we count this as giloi dat? Okay, this is one of the famous machlokot Abaye and Rava, and the reason is, I don't know if we'll get to the very end, that's why I'm already telling you the end, which is, it's one of the six things, okay, it's called Ya'al Kigam, okay, because we don't have time, I'm not going to go through what all the cases are, but eventually when we get through Shas, we'll get through all the cases. Six cases where we paskin like Abaye over Rava. Otherwise, we always paskin like Rava, and the gimel is giloi dat beget, okay? Tov. So, what's the story here? Gito Bar Eili sends a get to his wife, Lidibitu. Azal Shlicha, the Shaliach comes, Eshkecha de Havayat Vavanavla. He finds her, she's sitting there knitting, okay, embroidering. Amarla Hagitech, he says, here's your get. Amarla Zil Hashtamia Vitala Machar. I'm busy now, I'm in the middle of knitting, please come back tomorrow. Azal Ligabe, so he comes back, he goes back to the husband. Va'amarle, Patach Va'amar. Baruch HaTov HaMitiv. The guy says, Baruch HaTov HaMitiv. Now, what do you think he meant? He meant, good, because I changed my mind. But he didn't say, remember we had the whole thing in the beginning. You have to say, Batel Hu, which wording, okay? So, he just says, Baruch HaTov HaMitiv. Abai Amar, Baruch HaTov HaMitiv, Velo Batel Gita. It's not canceled. This is just Giloi Dat. It's not, he didn't say the words, the get is canceled. Rava Amar, Baruch HaTov HaMetiv, U'batel Gita. He obviously meant to cancel the get. That should be obvious. And therefore, you know, he did say something, and what he meant was this. It becomes clear he didn't want to give the get, and therefore the get is canceled. So, B'mai Kamiflege, what's the machloke? B'giloi da'at b'gita kamiflege. Da'bai savar, giloi da'at b'gita lav miltahi. B'rava savar, giloi da'at b'gita miltahi. Okay, that's their machloke. So now we're going to have proofs, and these are just funny stories. I like to read them.
What did you say that goes according to Ya'el?
So this goes up like a bias. So we hold that Gila and Milta Vidad doesn't count. So he has to actually cancel the get. If he just says, Baruch Hashem, that's not good. Okay? Amar Rava, Mina Amina La. Where do I learn this from? To Rav Sheshet, Eshkele Gita Luhu Gavar Ba'ol Krochei. Okay, Rav Sheshet forced someone. Okay, here we're going to see a number of cases where they forced husbands to give gets. Okay, so we see that, we always wondered, was this really happening? Was it not? Here you see it really happened. He forced someone to give a get. Va'abaye, Eshkele Gita Luhu Gavar Ba'ol Krochei. Va'amar Luhu L'sahade. Haki Amar Luhu Rav Sheshet Levatel Gita. The husband now says to the witnesses, and says, what happened? Rav Sheshet forces him to give a get, and says, does a kitvuv, it's new to the edim. Now, this guy is too scared to say, I want to cancel the get, because he's worried they're going to beat him up again. So what does he do? He says to the witnesses, Hachi amar lechu Rav Sheshet levatel gita. I'm giving you a message from Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet ordered me to tell you to cancel the get. Ve'etrecha Rav Sheshet gita achrina. And Rav Sheshet said that was a good bitul. So what does Rebbe want to prove from here? He was migale da'ato without saying, I want to cancel the get. He was migale da'ato that he wanted the get canceled. Va'abaye, Abaye says, that's not giloy da'at, that's actually saying it. Because Achi Rav Sheshet mevatel gita de'in shehava, Rav Sheshet, what, he was a guy who just came and canceled other people's gets? Like, what jurisdiction anyway does he have to cancel somebody's get? Obviously, he was saying it. It was as if he said the words, I am canceling the get. Okay? Ihu batla. He himself canceled it. The reason he said it was mishum dafnoi. He was worried they were going to beat him up. He's worried about from the thugs. Va'amar Abaye. Abaye now is going to prove, how do I know that giloy da'at beget is not anything? Mina minala. De Rav Yehuda eshkele gita lechatzne de Rav Yirmi abira'a. Okay? He forced the chatan, the son-in-law of Rav Yirmi, to give a get. Ubatle. And the guy canceled it. Tana eshkale ubatle. Again, he forced the guy to give it, and then the guy canceled it. Okay, you can imagine this situation, right? They beat him up. He says, right, I gave this example to somebody yesterday, it's like Paro, you know. I'll let you go. Oh, no, sorry, changed my mind, right? So they force him to give the get, he canceled it. They force him to give the get, he cancels it. Hadar tana v'ashkale al korche. They again get him to give it. V'amar lehu l'sade, and he immediately tells the witnesses, before the guy can cancel it, this is my favorite, Otive kare ba'od naifu. Okay, go stick gourd into your ears, pumpkin, into your ears. Uktovule. Okay, so that you don't hear the guy saying anything. Okay, plug up your ears, earplugs. V'isal kadata, giloy data begita miltahi, hachazule de karahi batrayhu. If you say giloy data beget is counts, then obviously they're going to see the guy saying, hey, you know, don't do it, right? He's running after them to stop them from doing it. So not hearing shouldn't really make a difference if giloy da'at is milta. So what is Rava going to say to this? Because, right, it is giloy da'at, and clearly, right, it's not going to work. For Rava, hi de karai batrayhu, he could be interpreted, if he's running after them, da amar lehu ashur havula haya. Kihechi de mishalim tzara dahu gavra. Maybe he finally caved in and now he wants you to just be done with it. And he's like saying, go, 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 go. Okay, so as long as you don't hear, you don't really know what his intent is. Okay, so therefore, each time they brought a case, right, Abaye's retort to Rava's proof was, this isn't even giloy da'at, this is as if he said it. And Rava's proof is, your case isn't giloy da'at, it's not even clear what he means, right? His intent is totally unclear, even though it's not really. Okay. Va'amar Abaye, okay, I know we're going to go a little over, but we'll just get to the two dots at the very top of the next page. Va'amar Abaye, mina minala, where another's proof. Dahi da'amar lehu ilo atina ad talten yom and lihavi gita. This case we know. If I don't come within 30 days, this will be your get. Ata upaske mavra, right, the water overflowed and was blocking him from getting there. Amar lehu chazu da'atai, right, is that not giloy da'at? Right? Famer Shmuel, lo shmei matyan. What would Shmuel say? It doesn't count. V'Rava, Rava says, no, you're mixing apples and oranges. Atu hatam lebitu legita bai? He wasn't trying to cancel the get in that case. What was he trying to do? Hatam lekiyum tna'a kabai. Was the tna'i mekuyam or not? Was the condition fulfilled? It's not an issue of, was he canceling the get or not? This is, did he fulfill his tna'i? V'halo ikayim tna'a. Okay? Hahuda amar lehu ilo nesibna ataltin yom alihavi gita. If I don't marry you in 30 days, then this will be your get from our kiddushin. In other words, right, they did kiddushin, they didn't do nisuin. So if I don't marry you in the next 30 days, then this will be your get. Ki matu taltin yom in amar lehu hatarachna. I was busy getting wedding plans together. You know, I didn't show up because, you know, I had to get the wedding stuff together, and that's why I didn't. L'may michushla. So what do we say about this case? Imishum onsa en onis begitin. If you say, right, it's a get, because there's no ta'anat onis. We already learned that. And imishum giloy da'at begita, maybe you could say he was megale da'ato, that he didn't want to give her the get, then it would come into plugta debaye v'rabahu. Okay? And then what they really mean to say, I think, is that, and we hold like Abaye in this issue, and because we hold like Abaye, it's also nothing, because giloy da'at beget isn't anything. So you can't claim ta'anat onus, and you can't claim giloy da'at, and therefore, this wouldn't count for anything, and as it would be a good get. Ha'uda amrala ilo nisibna l'resh yarcha da'adar. If I don't marry you by Rosh Chodesh Adar, lehavi gita. Kimata resh yarcha da'adar, amar lehu, ana l'resh yarcha denisan amre. So I didn't mean, right, Rosh Chodesh Adar, I meant Rosh Chodesh Nisan. L'may michushla, right? How many times do we make mistakes? We set an appointment and you think it's right? You think it's something and you it was a legitimate mistake. So again, imishim ones, enones begitin. Imishim vilodata, pluta dabaya virava. Okay, same thing. Now they're going to paskin halacha here. V'hilchata kenachman, v'hilchata kenachmani. Okay, what does this mean? We hold like Rav Nachman, who said, the earlier Rav Nachman, that b'fnei kama mivatzlo, okay, this is going right back to the end of yesterday's year. In front of how many people do you mivatzel to get? In front of two, and not three. Okay? Hilchata kenachman, the second one is that we said, halacha kirebi b'shtehen. Remember? We hold both b'tzlo mivutal. If he cancels it, the get actually is canceled it. If he goes against the takana. Okay, we don't hold like Rashbag that it's not. The makoch beitin yafeh. And we hold like Nachmani. What's Hilchata kenachman? Oh, sorry. And we hold like Rebbe that Amar la sarakit vuget lishti, he can cancel one in front, not in front of the other. Okay? And then Hilchata kenachmani is Abaye. Abaye is called Nachmani because his stepfather was Rabba bar Nachmani. If you remember, Abaye's parents died, his mother died in childbirth, and his father died when his mother conceived. And he grew up in the house of Rabbi Bar Nachmani. So they call him, that was his uncle, and they call him Nachmani based on his family name, basically. So I think they're just trying to a little bit play with the words here. Nachman, Nachmani, it's also a way of remembering it. It's more mnemonic. Mm-hmm. So we hold like Abaye, the Giloy Data Begita is not Giloy Dat. Okay, tomorrow's daf, we'll start out, by the way, at the Mishnah. So don't do the Mishnah on Shabbat. We'll do the Mishnah together. It's already like a whole new thing. And this next Mishnah Gemara is very straightforward. It's all about writing names in the get. And that you have to write all the names of the person and all the names of the woman and all the names of the places, like any kinuyim. And it's very straightforward and easy, and it's mostly brightot. It's all in Hebrew, so you guys were a little bit easy Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.